His bark and bite, they're about the same. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower, Rosie on the House.
Well, we've got a number of calls lined up. We've got texts coming in. We've got emails in, a lot of tree questions, and we're going to start running through them. But we're also going to introduce a guest that you've arranged to join us on air for the next two segments as well. John, why don't you go ahead and introduce your guest?
Well, I'd like to. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's raining.
Oh, it's good. We had a little rain this morning. It was so nice. Barbara Eisworth is a friend of mine from Tucson. She coordinates volunteers that actually go around and collect fruit that other people don't have a need for. She registers people, mainly private homeowners, who have fruit that they want. They'll allow other people to glean, and it helps to get unwanted fruit out of our landfills and into the mouths of appreciative folks who can use it. And Barbara, I'll let you tell a little bit more about your organization. Can you do that for us?
I can. I'm a passionate change maker here in Tucson. The founder and director of Ishkashita Refugee Network, where community integration is at our core. We're attacking two issues at Ishkashita. First, UN refugees struggle to become integrated members of our community. And second, the overall lack of access to fresh local produce for the 1 in 4 people in Arizona who suffer from hunger. This includes some 40,000 UN refugees that live between Pima and Maricopa counties. Ishkashita means working cooperatively together in Somali, which is the first ethnic group I worked with back in 2003. And since then, refugees and volunteers have worked together to harvest over 1 million pounds of produce from backyards, farms, and orchards, which is then donated to food banks, schools, soup kitchens, and hundreds of refugee families. By marrying these two challenges, we're able to break down social isolation many refugees face, increase self-sufficiency and food security, and drastically reduce Tucson's food waste through action and education.
Well,
so that sums it up.
That's
John.
Pretty cool. And I heard you have some festivals from time to time and get everyone together and swap recipes and do some actual food preparation using the gleaned fruit. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, because Tucson Meet Yourself, our biggest festival of the year, is going on as we speak in the rain. And we had a chant going yesterday, which was something like this: got no rain, you got no food, you got no rain, you got no food. So we were demonstrating yesterday from Afghani kadu that can be made with the billions of pumpkins and native squashes left in the fields after Halloween in every pumpkin patch, or urban pumpkin patches where the Charlie Brown pumpkins and squash are left over at your corner vacant lot. Mm-hmm. And we demonstrated Bhutanese pomegranate pickles. It's a quick pickle. We call it pickle de gallo because that's what it tastes like, but without tomatoes or onions, it's just pomegranate.
Wow.
And last week in Skull Valley, which elevation is over 4,200 feet, and where we visited the Rafael de Granada's ranch, where they have 70 varieties of pomegranates growing over 4,200 feet.
Wow.
So, and there's a lot more, and she's bound to travel the world and get the rest of the varieties that she doesn't already have.
Wow. That's what is the upper limits of the elevation range for pomegranates?
So Rafael will be able to tell us in a couple years which ones do well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension. Let's see if I can get this correct. I can't come up with the names, but I Ursula Shook and
yes.
Glenn Wright.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing three experimental plots with pomegranates in Bowie, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Tucson, and Yuma. So drastically different climate regimes there, and they've got some interesting results. What happens when you vary the rain and the elevation and chill hours? So that information is available through Cooperative Extension.
Right, I'm thinking maybe that, you know, 5,000 foot range might be the upper limit, but maybe not. Maybe you could grow them up in Flagstaff as well.
We'll find out. Sounds like they've got a test coming up. We've got bottom of the hour news right upon us, but Nancy's in Tucson wants to talk about saving her tree. Dave's in Mesa wants to talk about a tree choice. Alicia is in Phoenix wants to talk about irrigation. We've got a number of texts as well, so we'll see.
And Barbara's going to stay on with us over the hour over to the next segment.
Wonderful. We've got her on hold. We'll make sure we get to get her back on the air with us as well. But one question I have for or one interesting thing, she's talked about, you know, food waste not going in landfills or anything, but I bet in a lot of cases like that, it would keep the rat infestation that some of those old citrus groves had hit. You know, an application like that would help control the
rat
rodent
populations, yeah.
population
that
moves
fruit
in
up off the ground. Sure, absolutely. More hands to help do that.
So, it's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.